Okay, we are holding on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis as we move on to Yud Dalet Amud Aleph in today's shir, which is to pick it up from the bottom with the last second to last line, Mani Masnisin, who is the author of our Mishnah? Se'i Rebbe Meir, if you can tell me that it's Rebbe Meir, Ha Leisle, he doesn't hold from the rule of Michal Lav, from the top, Ata Shemehain, that when you say the negative, you can infer out the positive. Se'ela Rebbe Yehuda, so you have to tell me that it's Rebbe Yehuda, but if that's true, because he's the one who argues with Rebbe Meir, well, that's superfluous, because you already told me this. Heiner Reisha, it's the same thing that we said in the beginning, right? That we learned in a Mishnah back on Yud Amid Beis, that if you have a neder, La Chulin, right? So when it says something is La Chulin, we read it as Lo Chulin. That works, because Lo Chulin means it should be like a korban. So I did the Ketani Kibbutar Chazir Kavoid Azara. Since the Mishnah taught me that when he says it's like pig meat or it's like idol worship, V'hochi Ketani Chulin. That's why you have to tell me also as like Agav that it also applies. If he says it's going to be Chulin. Okay, a new answer now. Second answer: Ravina Amar Hochi Ketani. The way the Ravina learns the Mishnah, it's like a title. The Elu Mutarin Kechulin. That's part of the title. And then it goes through and gives on the Kibisar Chazer, like the pig meat, Kavod Azara, like idol worship, Ilatana Chulin, right? And if it didn't tell me that place of Chulin, Sahava Mina, I would think, boy Sheela, that you're going to have to, how on a Durabonim level, come the rabbis, have the rabbis come and take away the netter to dissolve it. Come on, would you really have thought that would have been your Havamina? Hamidiktani Seifa, from the fact the end of the Mishnah says, Ha'omili Ishti, when a guy says to his wife, Hare'at Alai Ki'ima, you are to me like my mother, so we get rid of that. Poischinlo Pesach Mimokam Acher, we make a Pesach, an opening for him to annul the Neder. So from the fact that he told me in this case, or he says Hariat Alaikeima, that's where you need to do it. So then the first case, the Reisha, doesn't even require Sheila. You don't have to go and do this on a Din Durabanan, right? So therefore we're going to reject Ravina's answer that's talking that you read the words Eila Mutar and Kechulin as like a title, an introduction to the following section. Ela Mechavarta, it's clear the answer is Chulin Mimela Naspa. Chulin is just taught like an agav memela. It's mentioned as a side, tangentially, I guess, to the other cases that were in the Mishnah. Okay. Now, the Mora is going to get to something we talk about along. We many many times already in the Masechta. We've seen that when you're going to do hatfasa, attaching an object to something that's already, it has to be something that's a dover hanador, something that only became prohibited through a neder in the first case, and not a davar ha'osah. So now the one's going to finally ask, Minohan Emili, where do you get this rule from? So Omer Kral, the pasuk says, Ish ki yidur neder la Hashem. When a person is going to take a neder to Hashem, so we see that the neder doesn't take a place, ad sheyidur bedover ha'nodur, until the item you're associating with, the status is something that was only prohibited through a neder, but not something that had been prohibited from a on a deraisa. Oneself, that's true. Afilu b'davar ha'aser nami. Maybe I could also take duhat faso with something as a davar ha'aser that's prohibited. The haksiv says lesor iser al nafsho, to prohibit something on his nefesh, on his life. So lesor iser, that thing then mi boile lichedetanya. I need that for a different thing. Ezehu iser. Ha'omer b'Torah. What is the example of it? So we saw that was in the case had about that was back on Daf Yud. We talks about the day my father died, the day that Gedali ben Achikam died. That's what we learned from this phrase beforehand. Now the Ran speaks out something interesting over here. The Ran says that there really was no havamina that a davar hanader wouldn't work. If you look at the Ran where it's halfway down in the skinny lines. The Ran says, this is what I think the correct explanation is. I need a pasuk for that. This bread to me is osur. Havi neder, that's good. He's saying it's to be osur like a korban. Velo gora mi yados. It's no worse than yados. Ele, vadai kra de ki yidur neder. But that pasuk, which Gemara is explaining, ki idor neder, lav udavar hanader also. That's not coming about the case of a something you made prohibited through a neder. El lemayit davar ha'aser, coming to exclude the case of a davar ha'aser that does not work for the neder. That's the whole point in the pasuk. Skipping down, maybe that one gets a little bit wider, that six lines or so. Mishum desvira hi dehamathis b'davar ha'aser lo chayo. Because if you do what fasa with something that the Torah prohibits that doesn't work, you're allowed to do what fasa with that. The Lorman say, kikar ze alai ki neder. This is to me like a neder, korban, shenesa ide neder. Something else becomes osir. Aval ki matiz bedover ha osir. When you're trying to do what fasa with something that's prohibited already, lo klum ka omer. Right? The hechi lema, how can you say it? Kikar ze alai ki bosir chazir. Right? This bread is also to me like pig. Lo Esher, it's impossible. The Basar Chazer Asri Rachmana, Vehulo Asra. The Torah says that's Asr and not you. So that's an interesting swara the Ron speaks out now as to why it has to be something that I created the prohibition, but not something that the Torah created the prohibition. Okay, continuing now. It says, Ha'omer Le'ishto, if a man would say to his wife, Hare'at Ki'ima, you are Asr to me like my mother. So the Rachmonim discussed, why did it pick this case of Ima? I saw, why didn't it say maybe like an Ashes Ish? Well, an Ashes Ish is, some could say that the Ima is always Osir to him his entire lifetime. An Ashes Ish, there might have been a time when there was a Shas Heta that he could have perhaps married this woman before she was an Ashes Ish. Or alternatively, maybe Ashes Ish is the status of a Davar HaNodor. Okay, how we understand the whole act of Kiddushin. Or Ramini, I'll ask you a question, says the Gemara on this. Hare at alai kibasir ima. If it says you like me like the basir ima, like the flesh, the skin of mother. Kibasir achoy is like the skin, the flesh of my sister. Ka orla, like an orla. So what's orla? Orla, we know that you're not allowed to, is an isra vachila and an isra hanoa to get fruit from fruit from the, that goes from the first 3 years when a tree is planted. Now, the isra is actually only on the fruit, not the other parts of the tree. And not all trees. Let's say you're planting a tree for like a fence for your property or something, or to like block the wind rather than the fruits, then that wouldn't be. But this is the prohibition. Again, the orla is the first 3 years. Next one's klei hakerem. If you have mixtures, forbidden mixtures in your vineyard, that's klei kerem. So in all these cases, lom or klum, you didn't say anything in that. This is brought down by the Rambam. Let's find this. It's in Perek Aleph Halacha. Where ches, aval ha'omer peros elu alai o min ploni alai o ma she'ochal im ploni alai kibasar chazer o ke'akum o k'nevelos atreifos kiyotzva elu hare elu mutarin ve'ein kan neder. Guy says this is like this type of produce is awesome to me when I'm eating from so and so's like pig meat, right? Goes, all right, these are, it's no good, right? There's no neder. She'iyasher she'yase davar she'ein kibasar chazer kibasar chazer. It's impossible to make something that's not basar chazer, like pig meat into pig meat. That brings down from our Gemara over here. So Amar Abaye, in all these cases, oh, I'm sorry, we didn't speak this out, right? We asked the Kasha, we explained what the Kasha was. The Rimin who from all these things, Haret Alike Gewasa Ima, that's Mashma, that you don't even have to do She'ela for a on a rabbinic level, right? Which we said you're supposed to. So Amar Abaye, Lo Amar Klum, right, he didn't say anything. Why not? Midoraisa on a Torah level, this guy's name was totally meanness. But Tzarech She'ela, that's only midorabanan, meaning he has to. When it says he didn't say anything, that's the Doraisa. But you have to still have a Beis Din come or a mumche come and be matir neder for him. Rava Amar, Rava says differently. When it talks about the Braisa, ha b'tamei dechachamim. That's referring to Torah scholars. Ha, but the Mishnah, ba'am ha'aret. That's talking about a person who's ignorant, right? And they take Nadarim very lightly. The Rosh down here, it's tucked away in the bottom right. He says, ha, but Tamid Chacham, she'enu rogil ben Nadarim. Tamid Chacham don't frequently take Nadarim, so therefore you don't have to be concerned about this, that it's going to lead to something else. Therefore, you don't have to do a She'ela. Ha, ba'am ha'aret, she'enu nizhar milidor, right? Hechmiru alav. It can't be the right. Yeah, kidei shelo yaser es ishto alav. So we were machmir on him, so he shouldn't actually come to say something frivolous and actually create the iser on him. V'hatanya, we learned in a brisa, hanoyde b'torah. If a person takes a nether by associating something, b'mafas the sefer Torah, lo amr klum. He didn't say anything. The nether doesn't take effect. V'amr Rabbi Yochanan sarech she'ela lechacham. Rabbi Yochanan says no. He still has to do she'ela on a derabbanan level in order to have b'matir nether. V'amr Rav Nachman v'tamid chacham ain't sarech she'ela, and a tamid chacham doesn't have to do this. So this idea that Rava said that there's sometimes with some nedarim that don't take effect at all by Talmud Chacham, by Nam Haaretz, the fact that they do require She'ela, so there you see this is a raya for the opinion of Rava. Just in Halacha, see the Rambam over here, in the Darim still, Perek Aleph, Chav Zayin. The Rambam writes, Hanoi de Betor kigon she'omer peros elo alai, kazo lo amr klum. So a person takes a net by Torah and says, these fruits are considered to me like this, nothing doing, doesn't even need she'ela. Unless the person is an am ha'aretz, an ignoramus, in that case, they do have to do it, kidei shelo yinhagu kalos roish b'nedarim. So they shouldn't come to act, you know, frivolously and take it lightly and be making nedarim stuff where you see that fascinating idea that different types of people have different halachas that relate to them. We have to know who the person is, and then the halacha will respond accordingly with what this person needs. Okay, very good. Well, Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick it up next time at the top of the Tanya on Yud Dalid Amud Beis.